So what I wanted to do was make an escape room, and really commit to not having people talk about it, so it's a legit secret, and give you like an unreasonable amount of time. Like, you've got 15 minutes, and the room is just loaded with shit. And it's actually, there isn't a solution to any puzzles in there, but you just go nuts and you're like, oh my god, there's like a cipher in this book, and then there's an Enigma machine here, and then there's like, there's all the numbers, the walls are just covered in numbers, and you're like, oh my god, what's going on? And then it ends, and a klaxon goes off, and the really bright lights come on, and you're like, ah, we goofed. And a door opens up, like pops off the latch that you're supposed to go out through, and so you make it different than the one you came in, so that you're like, okay, well, we go out here, you walk through there and there's nobody there and you can't get out, and then another timer turns on, and then that's the actual escape room.
When am I not recording?
Always. So this is going to be an interesting one, because we've got Loudy McLoudface in the back. Also Loudy McLoudface in the front.
Yeah, like, and I was wondering if we should change.
If you project from here, it picks you up.
If you projectile vomit from there, you'd probably pick you up too.
Also true.
I'm interested to see if Kate can actually participate when she's driving.
She's going to learn the real difficulty that is recording a sit-sock. It's dangerous. Kate, focus on driving. Don't worry about saying clever shit.
Yeah, so...
I don't usually say that many clever things anyway, so... That's
fair. Like, in general, or just in sit-sock?
I'm going to go now.
In case you're wondering...
So get in the left lane, sorry, and just stay in the left lane the whole way.
Get right here in the left lane.
Get right over there in the left.
This is why all the stuff I say in sit-sock is inane, is because I'm focusing on driving. So now I'm going to be just erudite and extremely good.
As opposed to
And when
real
it
life.
Doesn't change, you will no longer have an excuse.
No, I'm drunk now.
Ah, damn it.
But
he's
I'm
altered the deal.
Pray
he doesn't alter it further.
Oh my god.
We're going to go do an escape room.
We are, and I know nothing about these things.
I have literally never gone to one.
Yeah. Is this the second escape room podcast?
Well, I mean, we've talked about them, how I played the original ones before you guys, you hipster posers, came along way after.
Can you please?
Could you just not? Could you just not?
Have you tried nodding? Not?
No, I did, briefly.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited. This is supposed to be a pretty cool escape room. I mean, I guess we could do like a before and after, and you could cut it into one episode.
Yeah, we could do that.
On the way home, we could talk about it.
We may not want to record the whole time then. Maybe we'll just cut out before we get there.
We turn it off like maybe in like a few minutes here, so it's not like a 2-hour podcast.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be a 2-hour
podcast. Yeah, probably just do it like a little bit. But we're going to a place called Enigma Escape Room. Don't worry, I don't think we'll give spoilers afterwards.
Well, we can't give spoilers now because we don't know.
Well, I know, but afterwards, I want the people to know now before they listen to the second half of the episode.
Well, I'll tell you what. Look at the podcast title and the description. And that will tell you if there were spoilers.
He'll put NSFW and put a picture of his dick in the post.
Yeah. Before the NSFW. And it's like, well, sorry, you should have had slower internet, I guess.
And you want to go back to the 90s?
Actually, you know what? I'll tell you this much. How about this? If there were spoilers, I'll have provided a warning with a voiceover now.
No spoilers.
Typically, they make you sign something that says you're not allowed to talk about it. Wait, what?
That's fair. I don't have the voiceover yet. That's the whole point.
Yeah, he adds the voiceover later.
I add the voiceover.
But I never understood that.
I get that part, but what you added over is still boring.
Ouch. Oh, shit.
Jesus, clairvoyant Amy here.
Yeah, we were talking about clairvoyant people today.
Well, that guy was an asshole, though. Well, I don't think Amy's an asshole.
But then I was an asshole. This is so confusing.
Kyle's always an asshole.
This is such confused.
Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought they make you sign something that says, you know, if you get injured in there, it's not our fault. Don't talk about this outside of this room. Blah, blah, blah. But I was like, I want to know if there's like a group of people that do... yeah. Okay, thank you, Kendrick. If there's a group of people that do like mystery team reviews.
Mystery science theater.
Puzzle room or escape room reviews. Like, if you can't go or don't want to go, you can read the reviews.
I feel like you can review it without giving it away.
I mean...
If you're not lazy.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But I'm lazy.
So
fucking lazy.
So, I don't know what to expect because this was booked through Not Me. So I don't know what we're doing. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know what kind of things we should expect there because I've never even been to the place. And I don't know if I'm a child or an adult.
I know you're a child, but you're a man-child.
A man-child. Ah, yes.
You're almost a man-children.
How are you surviving? Isn't it way too cold in here for you, Kate?
the heat, the seat warmer is fully warmed up, and it is fully warmed up already.
It's cranking like a mojo.
And I had it warmed up beforehand. With
look at that
incredible amount of body heat.
It was farts. It wasn't body heat.
Farts it's come warm. From your body.
I don't give a fuck.
It smells. It gave me pink eye, but it was warm.
Farts come from your body.
Oh my god. That's the first time we referenced Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared in a very long time.
And it's because Kate's here
thank
and she hates it.
God.
Amy hates it too.
Everybody hates
it.
I hate
it less now that I watched the. Was it a film theory?
One of us.
I think MatPat did a thing on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's kind of
so
cool.
So that made me want to finish them.
Oh, I see.
They're still
so no, like,
not the best.
Didn't he go on
yeah,
some weird
like
thing about the yellow dude?
The red dude.
The
red,
no, but like he wanted some. Someone went on some really crazy thing with the yellow dude's
so
dad.
So it's going to like tell you to do stuff,
yeah,
but just
yeah,
stay
yeah.
there.
And then like the next
it'll
thing came out
of
completely.
It'll be good when you get there. It's not going to like fucking
like
30 for a loop or
this
lane's not going to end. It'll just fear
then,
a little bit.
He like took over the TV show.
Yeah, like it's this whole like this thing. It's like you have done too many drugs or not enough drugs. You've done the wrong number of drugs.
But the dad thing, I thought that was the MatPat video. Like where
that's what we're talking about.
It was still interesting. It could be wrong and interesting.
And that's the thing about MatPat is when he's wrong, it's still interesting. It doesn't matter. He's still amusing. I just kind of wish I could just pitch down his videos and play them at about 3/4 speed.
Have you? Yeah, the guy we were listening to while we were at the house. That's Austin. He's like even more.
Yeah, I need a volume. I need to turn his videos down and play them at a slower speed, just because he gets obnoxious. And that was funny in that one video recently where MatPat was giving him shit about how all he does is yell. MatPat was giving
is
him.
Yell.
About how his
well,
way
they
to get
both make
is to
jokes
yell.
About how you have like you need to give them likes because although so many people are downvoting their voices or something.
Yeah,
well, that's what Austin did in the last video.
Yeah,
I thought MatPat's made fun of his voice
oh,
too.
He has
he?
To because
yeah.
he's really annoying.
Yeah,
but it was funny because I saw the last one is because they had their two different animated characters yelling at each other across the hall, animated hall, and then Austin was all like, I guess I do yell all the time.
If you don't know who those two people are, go to the Game Theorist
yeah.
YouTube channel.
They're
and
way
check
better
out.
Than us, and it makes me sad.
I have absolutely no idea who they are.
The game, they basically just come up with these, like, cool, asinine theories and then justify them with stuff that's in the game.
And measure pixels.
Yeah, and,
so
like...
So much pixel measuring.
So the last one we watched was on how Mario can fly.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, Austin... So it's Austin and MatPat, and they do, like, very different videos. Game theory is more about, like, conspiracy theories in games, and, like, the science of is more about
math.
The
just,
science. Yeah.
It basically,
it used
9
to
out of
be
10
a
videos
lot.
Are Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, the last one we watched was about how Mario can fly, and they calculated how fast he's flying with the wing hat, and then used that to calculate how much lift he would need, and then they used the Mario Sunshine rocket, like the water jet?
Flood,
to measure how heavy he was and figure out how much lift he needed, and then they came up with reasonings behind how he could fly in the universe they're in if, like, the atmosphere was thicker.
And they talk about how gravity is actually a lot higher in the Mario universe.
Yeah.
Because of how fast you
what
fall.
What are you doing?
He's just yeah. confused
commit
about everything.
To a thing.
Don't worry. All the people in Arvada just don't care. Remember when I said that? That, like, the street sign was like, yeah, there's going to be construction. Around.
Don't worry about it.
Just keep an eye out for it. You'll be all right. That's how everybody in Arvada works. And I don't
know
if you get used to it or not.
You joke about that, but it's actually true.
Yeah.
My boss was telling a story about how he was driving up one way, and they blocked the road, and they had a detour, but the detour was also blocked by a different jurisdiction.
And you're like...
And they like were trying to detour back the other way. It's like, you do realize
what
that you actually
you
made
this
This
person is
go.
Actually legitimately confused about where they're going and what
they
are doing.
Oh my god,
don't
I'm
going to
cut
so
you.
So you're going to yeah. keep going straight and
both.
See how the like 36... and
first
you're going to get on... 36 east by staying in this lane.
Okay.
Or
wait,
west.
What?
West, sorry, west.
Okay.
I was like reading that sign. I was like, wait, I'm not talking about the right sign.
So like he actually wrote them an email or something and separately and told them both. And they're like, yeah, that was a bit of a mix up. Because they decided to do road closure work both
just
on the same day.
Just get the furthest
day.
Left you can get. And
it was just, oops.
Really poorly planned.
This one?
No, you want to, yeah, go left. Like the right. furthest left. And you're not going to turn here. You're going to turn
okay.
to the next one. Because for some reason they, I don't know.
They give you an extra intersection to sit through.
Yeah, so you can get hit by cars.
Yeah.
They like to do that with a lot of these on-ramps.
That's true.
For some reason.
The diamond, I like the diamond one, but it's by far the weirdest one.
Yeah, I think the problem with that one is the timing on the lights is still off.
Mm.
So it doesn't, it seems like I spend just as much time waiting in lights on average.
We've gotten really far off of what we were originally talking about.
Yeah, we could probably wrap the first half of the room.
Dude, every time
if
I check this thing.
We want to go back into a room one.
I think we do. Let me check. It's going to blind you.
With science.
About 10 minutes. So, yeah. So, this is the first half. We will do a second half after we... Well, if we escape from this room. If not...
Yeah. Otherwise, we're dead.
And this is our final will and testament. Kendrick, I get all your stuff.
But you'll be fine.
I didn't, so...
Several hours later.
So there's a Maze Runner series.
That sounds really boring.
I listened to the audiobook, and every single fucking time Thomas wanted to find Teresa with his brainwaves, he was like, Teresa!
Yeah, I did not enjoy that first book, I'm not gonna lie.
And we're back. So,
how long have you been recording?
Before Amy's review of my Maze Runner.
Alright, so editing is gonna happen. That's what I'm hearing. Sorry, future Kendrick.
Maybe. Why do you need to edit it? The reason I started it is because it sounded like she was going to be funny, and it turned out to be true.
Fair enough.
So,
you know what? You do realize that I actually go through and amplify every time, almost every time Amy talks, if it's more than a few words.
Really?
Yeah, I go in and amplify because we're quiet, mercifully, most times when she has more than a couple words to say, and she's really quiet.
She's just a meek little... She's got a meek...
She's just a quiet little
meek voice.
Not even remotely true.
She does when she talks on the podcast, Kate.
No, Mama. Doesn't make her meek. Just means she has a quiet voice.
Yeah, her voice.
All I'm
is
saying
meek.
Is that I'm sitting in the back seat and I will not have to amplify my voice.
Ryan said
that's because you're loud.
When I talk because I was at a normal level.
Because she's the only person who's as quiet as Ryan.
Ryan. Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah. Now say social security number.
772-13-4545.
I don't think that's it. But go ahead and put that in. See what happens, guys. Yeah. There's an identity for you.
You're welcome.
It's somebody's.
Sitsock, you're welcome.
So, this is the mid-podcast rejoiner.
Anti-joiner.
We just did the escape room at that place that we said.
And we totally fucking escaped.
We did.
With 18 minutes to spare.
18 minutes left on our hour-long trip. Apparently, 35% of people don't escape at that one. They die in there. That
no, it was a 35% success rate.
Oh, you're right. 35% pass. So 65%.
Of dying there.
Die in there.
Their corpses were littering that room.
That explains the smell. but that was pretty cool. I mean, we didn't beat the best time, but...
The best time was, I think, 23 minutes or 22 minutes.
And so we rocked it in, what would that be, 42?
Yeah.
42 minutes. So not even close to the best time.
Do we want to go into spoilers or not?
I mean...
Let's not.
I feel like we shouldn't.
Yeah. I think we shouldn't. And I think it's just fair to say that only two of us had any experience with actual escape rooms.
That'd be Amy and I.
There were two or three specific clues that if we'd have found a little sooner, would have probably shaved 10 minutes off.
Yeah, maybe even more, depending. Because there was a bunch of red herrings, though. More than I'm used to. In escape rooms.
One of the things that I learned was when a room is dimly lit, that's intentional.
Yeah, yep.
So you look for hints.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, I don't want to go into it. But it is cool. Enigma escape rooms in Boulder is good. It's good. They, like, lock the whole building, too. So, like, they rent out an area, and they lock the whole thing down when you're in your room. So, like, only you and the people who are in the room are there. So
that's an interesting place, because the way those things, if I remember correctly, the way those things work is that a lot of those are law offices or I think masseuses can rent out rooms like that. So those rooms are all just tiny, tiny little offices for very specific appointment-based things.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have wandering people or randos walking up. And so as a result, you get a very nice, secure area that's very clean and quiet.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a neat choice. Good. I mean, that's a perfect place for one of those escape rooms.
When we were in Florida, since it was a bachelor party, we got to go back into the room where they were watching the other group of people do it and, like, watch them do their thing.
Nice.
And it was like a pirate ship, and they were trying to get out. And it was really funny talking with the people who ran it.
Yeah.
Because they were like, oh, they're so close. Like, we're going to give them just a little more time, or they're really far away. And they let Dennis, the groom-to-be, talk to him in the room, and he's like, you guys suck, you're not doing enough. But it was kind of fun, like, to go back there. And I would love to just watch someone do an escape room that
Man,
I designed.
Working one of those must be an interesting job.
Yeah, because you'd be able, like, to it'd be so many different stories. Like, you'd be like, people get caught on this one, or this group is doing awesome. You get to watch people succeed and fail. I don't know, it sounds really fun to me.
I think it'd be a fun part-time job. Yeah.
I'd
be curious to see if there's points in common.
Yeah,
where, like, most people just can't figure it out.
Or like,
or
how
spend
many,
a lot of time.
Yeah, or like how many people use X that doesn't ever do anything.
Or how many people are like leapfrog things. Like we were putting together that rope puzzle and you were just like, oh, these numbers, and just walked right up and did it. How many people struggle with that?
Yeah. I think that would be super cool. And then Kendrick came up with like an escape room idea that I think would be pretty sweet, but I don't know if he wants to say it on here.
Which one? The fake one?
Yeah, the one where you're like...
So what I wanted to do was make an escape room, and really commit to not having people talk about it, so it's a legit secret, and give you like an unreasonable amount of time, like you've got 15 minutes, and the room is just loaded with shit. And it's actually, there isn't a solution to any puzzles in there, but you just go nuts and you're like, oh my god, there's like a cipher in this book, and then there's an Enigma machine here, and then there's like, there's all the numbers, the walls are just covered in numbers, and you're like, oh my god, what's going on? And then it ends, and a klaxon goes off, and the really bright lights come on, and you're like, ah, we goofed. And a door opens up, like pops off the latch that you're supposed to go out through, and so you make it different than the one you came in, so that you're like, okay, well, we go out here, you walk through there and there's nobody there and you can't get out, and then another timer turns on, and then that's the actual escape room.
That would be awesome, I think, just for so many reasons, but one is like the psychological fall you would feel after failing an escape room.
Oh, you'd be in
no
such a
matter
weird spot.
What, because you're going to get people who are, like, escape room experts, and they fail. They have to fail first.
Yeah, and so that's gonna... it's going to put you in such a weird mental space. That next puzzle is going to be so special, because you're, like, you're going to have to dig up from all that place of having failed. And you notice, like, as you were getting, you start to get that little sense of, like, oh, we're not going to get it, guys.
And then
you get to, like, 5 seconds left, you're like, oh, we're not going to get it. And that just sinks into your soul. And then all of a sudden, you're like, wait, another puzzle? And you're still trying to shake off the failure, and you're not sure if it was a joke or what. That'd be a fun one.
Yeah, I think that would be a really cool premise. Or, like, an escape room that has multiple endings. Like, if you do one, like, there's a few ways to, like, do the clue, and, like, usually it would be, like, these are red herring ways, right? They go, and they end, and you didn't do it right, and you have to go back to the beginning and start again. But, like, you'd have one that's, like, you guide them to a certain way, and that's the way that they chose, but it's not, like, the only way to go, right?
Right.
One of them is, like, goes down into another room. One of them, like, opens up a door into, like, over another area, and another one does that same thing, but it's all different areas you can go to. That way...
depending on how you interpreted the puzzles?
Yeah, exactly. You can get guided a different direction, and you might not unlock, like, the best ending or whatever if you don't go the right way or something like that. That would be really crazy, because then you'd have to let people do it again and again.
And trying to find the other secrets.
Yeah.
Secret, got a secret.
So we're going to open an escape room? Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah, we're going to take all of the money we have and don't have.
We're going to take all the debt we have, leverage it, and then banking, and get some more money to start a escape
room. And then burn all of it into what's probably the least profitable adventure of the 21st century, which is escape rooms.
At first when we finished, I was like, oh, that's it? Like, I thought there was going to be more, but I don't know why. Did anybody else feel that, or is that just me?
I thought we would get to go into the...
second one?
Third room.
Oh, okay.
With the rings.
But yeah, there were a lot of interesting red herrings of that thing, where it's like, well, what's going on here? There's a light switch, what's it do? Nothing. Oh, no, it turns on the light, what's the light do? It does nothing.
I think it was because I saw... so, this is... they have the sign outside, and it said, Missing Scientist Part 1, Missing Scientist Part 2, and it was timed almost perfectly, so, like...
You could do one then the other.
Yeah, and I thought that they were going to lead into each other, and I wasn't really sure, you know, how it works. Because I was, like, really excited to go to the next one, but then we didn't, and I was like, oh, man, like, I thought we were going to get to go to it. But, like, well, that's the only thing that I think what I was sad about is that I didn't get to do more, which is not a bad thing to be sad about.
So do you want to conclude the podcast and then go to spoiler talk?
Sure, yeah.
How much time is it? Are we on, like, 10 minutes?
One second. It's now officially too dark to see it. Yeah, it's 9, which is what we did the first half.
Yeah, it's probably good for us. It's like special edition.
Special edition.
Unless there's anything else anyone wanted to share about their experience. Good gelato.
Yeah,
delicious.
Cheesecake
gelato.
Factory apps are pretty
Cheesecake
good.
Factory.
Outstanding service.
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory did us good.
Done did good, Cheesecake Factory in Boulder. Yeah, but that little gelato place, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, that's good. Kevin's running by the car, by the way, right now. Like,
this is the espresso.
That espresso. He's just running. He's Forrest Gumping it right now.
All right, well, thanks for listening to our special edition Escape Room podcast.
Yep.
Make sure if you haven't done one and you're interested to go do it, because they're always fun.
Cool. Bring some friends that you hate. No, you don't hate. Sorry, don't hate.
Yeah, I mean, like, it could be interesting either way. But I think I agree with Kendrick. Bring some friends, that way you're not doing it alone, unless you're into that kind of thing. But
I think our synergy was our strength.
Yeah, that's probably true.
The fact that we all played off each other and we weren't afraid to just bark out things and get not worry about that. Excuse me, I think it's like, somebody get a piece of paper because there's like an A and a 7.
But at the same time, like, no one was being, like, mean to each other.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no.
Like, because some people can be assholes with that kind of thing. So I'm glad that we managed to all be relatively calm and fine.
And cooperative.
Yes. Yeah.
No one was like, that's a stupid idea.
Well, and nobody did the boss thing of like, oh, everybody needs to do this now. We all just kind of got our own clues and worked together.
Exactly. And if we saw something, you weren't like, everybody do this. It was like, hey, can someone help me write this down? And then there was someone who was like, I got nothing. I'm standing. Like, there were a couple times when I was standing with my thumb on my butt. Like,
well, what am I going to do? Like, that's the benefit of having like 6 to 8 people.
Yeah.
Is that you don't need more than one other person generally to help you out with something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And having groups of 2 really helped.
Yeah, that was a good thing, too. Mm-hmm. Having multiple groups of 2. I think if we would have had 2 more people in there, it would have been too much.
Yeah, we would have had, like, conflicting stuff. Yeah. We were getting close in a couple spots.
Yeah.
Talking over each other too much.
The room goes up to 8, but we only had 6, and that was a good thing, I think. So.
Yeah, because otherwise, like, there was, when we were in those ropes, sorry, I'll stop there. We were, without getting too spoilery, we were looking at one set of clues, and other people looking at another set of clues, and we each solved things. And came back, and so when we were looking around the room, we're like, what's this? And we're like, oh, we already solved that. What did the shapes mean? No, we literally did that. We're done. Again, what's this thing? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'll go fuck myself then. Don't mind me.
Yeah, I think that wasn't bad, though. I mean,
no, it wasn't bad, but it was still like, I felt a couple of like, well, look, there's a pattern. And it was kind of like, oh, yeah, we did that. Oh, okay.
All right, well, yeah, again, if you always want to try them and you're nervous about how hard they might be or how, like, intimidating they are, just go do it, because you won't know until you do it. And
well, then I don't like puzzle games. I don't ever feel like I'm contributing much when we do, like, the board game puzzle games. And I still loved it.
That was a lot of
fun. Felt like I could contribute. So that was cool for me, because I thought, to be honest, I didn't think I was going to like that very much. So, So even if you don't like puzzle games, it's worth going.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably advantageous to bring a person who's not necessarily a big fan, because they might give you a perspective you hadn't considered.
Yeah. Agreed.
So, on that note, like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah.
Share with us your puzzle room experiences.
And give us more to go to, and maybe we'll do some more of these puzzle review things.
And
give us more stuff to do so we don't have to think about it.
Yeah, because we're bad at things.
Yeah, and the money thing.
And some money.
And be highball.
And some highballs.
All right, bye.
Bye.